All right. You are listening to KBOO Community Radio. That was Chris Hedges. You've been listening to him this morning in the speech. You were maybe listening to him during talk radio a little bit earlier when he was live on the air with Paul. We are asking for your support. Join your friends, join your neighbors, and support this community resource. Become a member of KBOO right now by calling 877-500-5266. You just heard Chris Hedges say that really it's about making a moral commitment to affirm life. He fights fascists because they're fascists, right? This is, I gotta say, part and parcel with our program charter and with our mission here at KBOO Community Radio, and you are an important part of that. Your membership allows us and, in fact, demands our independence. It demands a speaking truth to power. Please add your strength to ours and call 877-500-5266. We are stronger together. We are fighting fascists, and we do it one member at a time. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can jump in right now with your $20 a month contribution and get a pair of tickets to see Chris Hedges live in Portland on Friday, May 26th, or Saturday afternoon, May 27th. That's $240 contribution level. You can get a pair of tickets to see Chris Hedges. Make that call that makes such a difference to all of us. 877-500-5266. Affirm life. Join Community Radio.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee is the third Thursday of each month at 5 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Stay tuned next to at KBOO, KBOO Portland. It's 10:02. Chris Andre hosts a special Air Cascadia. We've got an interview with former CIA operative John Kiriakou, who spent 2 years in federal prison for disclosing U.S. torture techniques. At 10:30, we got Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, there's the food show. Today, talking to the operators of Happiness Family Farms and Village Gardens, as well as organizers of the St. John's and New Columbia Farmers Markets coming this season. And thanks, KBOO members, for calling in and with your generous support. We need you to be a member. You can become one easily when you go to kboo.fm, click on Donate. Here comes Chris with Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio. You are indeed welcome to bring us stories of what you might have seen or heard that disturbs you, and we will make sure that it is dealt with properly so that you are not endangered in any way if we could. That's a difficult claim to make these days, but it is somewhat reassurance. Whistleblowing in these times is extraordinarily dangerous, and it got that way in the aftermath of the incarceration of none other than our guest today, John Kiriakou. So the fact that Kiriakou found herself in prison in the first place was a miscarriage. I mean, it was in a federal prison and not a work camp. It's extraordinary. But it, in many ways, opened the floodgates for many instances of people being incarcerated as political prisoners, because make no mistake about it, John Kiriakou was a political prisoner. And in the age of Trump, we are all descending into the role of political prisoners in our own country, with America becoming an open-air prison camp. The self-censorship already is just extraordinary. We've seen since the get-go instances of silence where there should be screaming from the rooftops. John, welcome to KBOO. We're so pleased to have you today. And a book came out yesterday officially, May 16th. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, it's so here we are in the age of Donald Trump. Before we get into talking, I want to ask you a little bit about the Comey fiasco. And Donald Trump is clearly not fit to govern. He has not the foggiest idea of what he's doing. And he's listening to the wrong people, that's for sure. He definitely should get himself lawyered up, and the faster the better. But before we get into that, I want to ask you first, for those who are not familiar with your situation, to bring us up to speed and bringing out the points of that you make in the book of ways that you took from your experience with the CIA and applied it to surviving in prison. We're going to need it.
I think we're all going to need it. I spent nearly 15 years in the CIA. I'm going to make a very long story short and tell your listeners that I blew the whistle on the CIA's torture program in a nationally televised interview on ABC News in December of 2007. Fast forward 4 years, and I'm charged with 5 felonies coming out of that interview, including 3 counts of espionage. A year later, I take a plea to a reduced charge, and I'm sentenced to 30 months in a federal prison. I'm the only person in any way associated with the CIA's torture program to go to prison, not because I tortured anybody, but because I told the American people that the CIA was torturing its prisoners. So I spent 23 of those 30 months actually incarcerated. And the reason I even bothered to write the book was, several-fold. First, at sentencing, my judge ordered that I spend my sentence in a minimum security work camp. And in a work camp, there are no bars on the windows, there are no fences, no concertina wire. You're on your honor not to abscond. You can work in town. And you could sort of come and go as you please, so long as you're there for count time, where all prisoners are counted. Well, on the day that I turned myself in, the guard started leading me around to the back of the actual prison, which was across the street from the minimum security camp. And I said, no, I'm supposed to be at the camp across the street. And he laughed and he said, not according to my paperwork, you're not. So I told myself just to try to remain calm. There was nothing I could do. And it took me 5 days to get access to a telephone. Finally, when I did, I called my attorney and I said, hey, they put me in the actual prison with the murderers and the pedophiles and the drug kingpins. What do I do? And he said, oh my gosh, well, we can file a motion, but it'll be 2 years before we get a hearing, and you'll be home by then. He said, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to just tough it out. And so I decided on that day that I had been trained for a situation like this, and I was going to use the CIA training that I had undergone to ensure that I remained safe and that I remained at the top of the social heap. At the same time, my friends and supporters, not just in Washington but around the country, had asked me to write an open letter just telling them how I was getting along in prison once I felt comfortable. That open letter became a blog series that garnered millions of hits over the next 23 months. And formed the basis for this book. And this book does two things. It has some funny stories But at the same time, it's a serious prison reform book. We have very serious problems in our justice system. Our justice system, I have found, is racist, it's xenophobic, and it treats mental illness as a disciplinary problem. When we have 5% of the world's population in the United States and 25% of the world's prison population, we have a problem. When we incarcerate more people per capita than the Russians, than the Chinese, even the Iranians, we have a problem. And those are some of the issues that I tried to raise in this book.
That's just the thing. It's the fact that you had CIA training, which you could apply to this extraordinary. A lot of people just break right there at the moment they found out what was happening to them. I wonder.
That's true, and it's because for most people, when you first arrive in prison, you don't even realize that you're in shock, and you're not even sure of your surroundings. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know who you can trust. And so most people are in shock, and they just try to get through the first couple of weeks without getting killed or getting beaten. For me, I had to snap myself out of it and try to sort of lay my claim to a piece of the pie as soon as I arrived.
And being a political prisoner, that puts you in, you wouldn't fit in, perhaps, with all the other, the prison, the cliques, gangs, whatever.
That's right.
You would be in not categorizable, so therefore, as the classic, the quintessential, the other, would be a target for violence. So that's another, I would imagine.
And I was very worried about that, too, because, you know, one thing that I did hear about prison before I got there was that it is absolutely divided along racial lines. African Americans stay with African Americans, Hispanics with Hispanics, and whites with whites, and never shall they cross. Well, I'm not an Aryan, and the Aryans had their own group, and I'm not a pedophile, and the pedophiles had their group, and I'm not a rat, and the rats had their group. So where was I? I was kind of an independent. And as it turned out, and I go into great detail in the book about this, I was sort of adopted by the Italians. And when I say Italians, I mean Italians named Gambino, Lucchese, Bonanno, Colombo. Mm-hmm. You get the idea.
Those Italians, yes. This is a hardcore prison. If you're not, no one's ever prepared for prison. But it must be much worse if you are prepared to be in the minimum security and all of a sudden the whole point of prison is to take away every shred of a person's dignity and sense of self. And
that's the goal. The goal is to crush your spirit. The goal is to break you. And they start working on you. When I say they, I mean the prison guards and the administration start working to break you the moment you walk through those doors.
That's... And in many cases, that's exactly what they accomplish. So we're basically a prison is a factory manufacturing people who are incapable probably of being socialized. Although if you produce a population of that sort, then the rest of the country is indeed an outdoor prison camp. And whoever is playing Trump must be very much aware of that and attempting to play him for as much as it's worth for as long as they can. I just want to mention we're going to be coming up on a break for our membership drive in just a few moments. After that, perhaps we would take some calls from listeners, if that's okay with you.
I'd be delighted.
That would be great. And listeners, you got two numbers to call. One is that toll-free number 877-500-5266. Let me say it slower, okay? It's 877-500-5266. Calling that number, becoming a member, $75 gets you the book, a signed copy of Doing Time Like a Spy. I cannot tell you, I've read this book. The first time it was difficult. I got to certain points and I had to stop reading it. I finished it. I was the halfway house bit at the end, as well as the excerpts from Letters from Loretto. I highly recommend everything in the book. It's funny and it's horrifying at the same time. And for $75, it's all yours. And you'll be supporting Radio Free Portland and Environs. We are here still after nearly 50 years. And, you know, make no mistake about it, it's not been an easy 50. This has been a hard 50 because we are really in a category of our own. This is indeed independent radio, made that way by you yourself. Get that book right now, $75. KBOO, and you saw, we're also in a matching, we've got a matching moment happening right now. So you can double that generous contribution to Radio Free Portland. And indeed, it's Radio Free World right now because you can get KBOO anywhere you want all across the world. And many want it. And they do, in fact, access KBOO via our fantastic website, which gets better every day. So out there in membership drive room, driveway, good morning, hello. We've got people out there ready and willing to answer your calls, and we've got people to tell you a lot more about this as well.
We have a matching period right now until 10:30. Your money will be doubled without any extra money out of your pocket. An anonymous donor has made a generous offer to match the next $250 in donations called in during Air Cascadia. This is a very special program with John Kiriakou, former CIA agent imprisoned for blowing the whistle on CIA's torture program. You can get his book and have your contribution doubled by calling right now, 877-500-5266. The amount to give is $75 pledge, and that can be done at a $6.25 a month level, $6.25 a month. If you can sign up for that right now, we'll send you a copy of Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison by John Kiriakou, and your contribution will be doubled. Call right now, 877-500-5266.
This is a riveting conversation, and we're not afraid to discuss complicated issues, strong opinions, or heated debates. In fact, we jump into those conversations because we know that they help you learn, and we know you're open to hearing something that might challenge your own beliefs or shake the way you understand the world. So if this program or any other from KBOO speaks out to you, we want to continue speaking to you. So call now at 877-500-5266.
We're back now. John Kiriakou is with us still. The story of how John Kiriakou got to Loretto and survived it, and then upon release survived the halfway house. Before we turn this over, we start talking a little bit about Comey and relating these circumstances now that are happening all around us with your experiences. I just want to touch on, first actually, give us a couple of the points. I've got the book in front of me and I'm looking this up right now. A couple of the points that you make about CIA training and how it helped you survive. What would you say might have particular utility in a civilian, although we even question that now, civilian context?
Well, there were some, Chris, some of the 20 CIA rules that were more or less tongue-in-cheek. One of those was admit nothing, deny everything, make counter-accusations. That was a joke at the CIA. It was emblazoned on T-shirts and coffee mugs at the CIA gift shop. I actually took that one seriously in prison, and it worked very well for me with the prison guards, who were abusive and who harassed me constantly. So I took that one seriously. But in daily life, and this is going to sound a little bit cynical, but one of the important ones was trust no one. Trust no one. It's very simple. Another was everyone is working for somebody. People, at least in prison, don't do things for other people out of the goodness of their hearts. Scientists say that, not scientists, but psychologists rather, say that 85% of American prisoners suffer from some form of mental illness. Most of those suffer from antisocial personality disorder. So prison's not a place that you go to make lifelong friendships. And in prison, people aren't going to help you or do things for you just because they're nice folks. They're going to do things for you because it's in their own best interests. And so what you have to do is you have to identify what those interests are, whether or not they mesh with yours, and figure out then how you can work with this person to get what you want. Now, getting what you want may be something as simple as fresh food, which is generally not available in prison. And indeed, on my first full day in prison, I went to the cafeteria for lunch, and they had boxes of fish stacked up, and each box was marked not for human consumption, feed use only. Well, you skip lunch then, but you have to have food, and so you either buy your food from the commissary, or if you're able to manipulate someone, you have a crooked corrections officer bring fresh food in from the outside, which some of my friends actually did. So, you know, you've got to apply these rules to everyday life in prison, even if you don't necessarily have to apply them to everyday life outside of prison. Again, it sounds cynical, but prison is a terrible place, and you really have to look out for yourself.
John, before we let you go, we've just got a few minutes left. I don't want to ask you about the situation currently that the nation faces with the firing from the obvious reason that coming out now that Trump wanted the investigation into his Russian connections dropped. It's a little bit too late. That horse is way out of the barn. We have people like Eric Satir. We've got on the loose a murderer with whom Trump had legal dealings. We have a signature on documents proving that. So we do have, would you say this is a constitutional crisis? Would you say that Comey's situation in any way resembles any precedent that the nation has encountered in the past? Nixon, of course, comes to mind.
Well, yeah, I think that there are some parallels to the early days of Watergate. One thing I said this morning on Democracy Now! Was that Director Comey is a heavy hitter in Washington. He's a major player. He's very, very bright. So he knows what he's doing. Do we really think that the memo that he released is the most explosive information that he has? I don't think so. I think he's still holding the most explosive information that he has, and I think he's waiting to reveal it at the right time. Now, I'm hoping that the right time is in a public and open congressional hearing. I'm struck by the hypocrisy of the Republicans so far. Most of them have gone silent. The leadership has supported the president, but I think it was pretty clear from this Comey memo that the president has committed obstruction of justice. I think that this whole story, Chris, is an onion that we're just now beginning to peel. And as we remove layer after layer, more and more information is coming out, and I'm not sure how this president can survive 4 years when we're only 4 months into his presidency and everything seems to be falling down around him.
It would seem that way. Comey should definitely get somebody else to start his car for a while. But
right.
Thank you so much. I think we're somewhat out of time. If you have just a couple of thoughts just you want to leave people with before we let you go. But I do want to be sure to get the listeners out there, get the book. Get the book. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
What do you want to leave people thinking about today?
Well, you know, before I got in trouble and went to prison, I never gave 5 seconds of thought to the prison system or to the justice system in this country. It was only when I was involved in it that I realized just how important and just how broken it is. And so I tried very hard to be brutally honest in this book. I think that it's going to be eye-opening for people, and I think that they would enjoy it, even if they've never really thought about the whole idea of American justice. It's called Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison.
Yeah, the bullet point list of how to do it, that certainly is worth $75, listeners. It's a fantastic read. Let's go. Let's hear from whoever's out there. We think we've got Jenka Soderberg.
That's right.
And yes. Who else is with us this morning? Can't see you.
And it's Kyle.
Hi.
Yep. Hello,
Kyle.
Hello.
And we are still in a matching period. So if you call right now to support KBOO's spring membership drive, then your money will be doubled up to $250. So call right now. If you could do a $20 a month contribution, get tickets to see Chris Hedges, or if you could do a $75 contribution, that is just $6.25 a month, you can get Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison, John Kiriakou's book. Kiriakou cracks open the CIA's vault, revealing an unusually human inside account of what goes on inside, a vivid picture of the trade-offs facing America in the post 9/11 world. And that's from Jane Meyer. Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison. $6.25 a month for KBOO, and you support this community to thrive and to grow. We want to thank Jane from Southwest Portland and Rin from Southeast Portland. We are trying to raise $2,500 by noon, and we need your support to do it, to get us that much closer to our goal. 877-500-5266.
And during the Air Cascadia interview, John Kiriakou said so much about the state of affairs and what it's like in prison. And we put a lot of effort in our public affairs shows, like between like Disability Awareness, Cutie Pop Talk, The Food Show, which is coming up soon, Pacific Underground, and the Black Book Talk. KBOO's public affairs programs cover a wide variety of issues that impact you and the people around you. So we have to band together. Other media outlets normalize exclusion and group thinking. We encourage communication, sharing of unheard perspectives. KBOO's time is now. Become a member today. And again, that number is 877-500-5266. And if you donate now between now and 10:30, you can double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. An anonymous donor has made a very generous offer to match donations. Call it in during Air Cascadia. Double your impact now. And that number again is 877-500-5266. $6.25 a month can get you John Kiriakou's book, Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Caught Me to Survive and Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison. What he said so far during the interview is very riveting. And we do have some thank yous also. Don, who renewed their membership in person, and Peter. So, yeah.
You can come down in person, too. It's 20 Southeast 8th is where we're located. You can see the station. You could actually meet Chris Andre if you listen on a daily basis to Chris Andre's Air Cascadia. And you can also call. And that is what you need to do right now to help us reach our goal in the next 3 minutes to help us meet this match. Call right now, 877-500-KBOO. We're asking you to become a member today and to help us make the goal for this show and to meet this match. Up to $250 will be matched if you call right now, and that could be done as a monthly donation. So if you pledge $20 a month, you don't have to take it out of your pocket right now. Just pledge $20 a month. That adds up to $240. That means it will be doubled to $480 if you call right now. 877-500-5266. Take advantage of this matching period. And we've only got a few minutes left of this matching period, just 3 minutes left.
And our public affairs producers and volunteers are often years ahead of the mainstream media, covering major stories surrounding environmental justice, social activism, and local policy making. You just heard an interview with John Kiriakou, who is also on Democracy Now! This morning. So we're doing a lot here, and we have to band together. And everyone involved in KBOO gives what they can, be it time or money. We need you to join us in this important work to enact positive change right now. And that number again is 877-500-5266. We recommend $6.50 a month, which is a 75 value for John Kiriakou's book, Doing Time Like a Spy.
$6.25.
That's the price of a burrito.
That's so
in some
easy
places.
To do. $6.25. It could be done, and it just so easy to set up. And you just if it's busy, then try calling back or just go online, kboo.fm. We have been getting calls, and we thank you for the support for Air Cascadia. And we do still have, I think, a line open. So you can call 877-500-5266. If you can't get through, then call again. can, or go online, kboo.fm. Support this station and support the work of Chris Andre. You hear her every day on the radio working tirelessly. She does this as a volunteer and comes in and gets these amazing guests, really nationally renowned guests that she has on her show on a daily basis. And you hear what's going on in the world today. You hear it with an ounce of spice when you hear it from Chris Andre.
It's a show that has
no holds barred when it comes to critique of the existing system.
There's a reason why the show's on daily, definitely. A lot of shows are about like once or twice a month because we have a lot of versatility, a lot of volunteers giving their support, and now we need your support now. Make the decision to become a part of KBOO and support something great in your community and become a member. Our matching period lasts for another minute. Double your impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. That's 877-500-5266 or go on kboo.fm/give to donate there.
It's really easy to do, and we've got about 30 seconds left to match your money up to $250 and get John Kiriakou's book as a thank you gift for donating right now. If you could give $10, $20 a month, the minimum to get the John Kiriakou book is $6.25 a month. So if you can pledge $6.25 a month, you can get Doing Time Like a Spy, and that will be doubled for KBOO. 877-500-5266.
Today on Flashpoints, another two journalists murdered in Mexico. We'll have a full report on the onslaught of killings of frontline journalists reporting on the narco trade and related stories in Mexico. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative magazine. We turn our attention to Mexico again and the killing of journalists. In Mexico, being a journalist continues to be one of the most dangerous of professions. Yesterday, two journalists were killed in separate incidents. According to Reporters Without Borders, Mexico has become the third most dangerous country for journalists, only after Syria and Afghanistan. The murders yesterday in the states of Sinaloa.